We got our friend Jason Cairns on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we start off on a Friday here at WWIB with our usual music. And also, we mentioned you already this morning because I interviewed Colton Dixon yesterday and recorded that conversation. And I'm trying to remember what I filed it under. Anyhow, his first date with his wife had been married almost 7 years, and it sounded like it was just about perfect. And so I already talked about you and your memorable first date with Heather.
Wonderful. That's awesome.
Which reminds us that marriage was mentioned, even.
The excellent.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
So the question of the morning is, it's a first date Friday. We're asking people to tell us about their first date. So you've told us before, but remind us again.
Yeah, so our first date, we went on an InterVarsity hayride. It was like a perfect day. And then I think we stayed up until, I don't know, 4 in the morning or something. And we went to a place in Minnesota called the Rapidan Dam. And I think by the end of our first date, Heather had said, if you were to ask me to marry you, I think I would say yes. And I said I would say the same thing.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was. And here we are 25 years, together, 27. So yeah, it's been, and I still like her. So
that's excellent. Do you know my first date story with Peggy? Have you heard it?
I think you've probably told me, but yeah. Refresh my memory.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, even though Josh Harris has, you know, denied the book or whatever, renounced his book about I Kissed Dating Goodbye. I was leading a study with that in 97, and we ended up having 6 different couples get married out of that. I knew her before that, and but we really got to know each other better in that. And ultimately, I did ask her to go to a WIB Christmas party for 97. And so, but we got together before that, and so in respecting that book, it talked about friendship deepening activities, not dates. So she brought a friend. Sure. On a Saturday. We watched a Packer game. Before that, I made spaghetti. But it was like going to, I don't know, whatever. We had some awkward moments that happened. There was like, I don't know. I won't get into all the details. The bottom line is we ended up going out to what was then Borders bookstore. And there was music there. And we really didn't spend much time together. And I think there was a certain point in the evening where I kind of felt like she was talking to this other guy. I'm like, I think I'm going to go. You could probably catch a ride with him. So she came with me, though. We went to Perkins and talked. And basically, the famous question from her, like, you know, are you just wanting to go on this one date? Or, you know, are you interested in pursuing a relationship? I'm like, I like you, you know. So there you go. There's a lot that goes into that. But it was unusual, so.
Yeah, excellent.
Sorry it took so long to say that. There are other details there. Anyhow, it's one of those mornings where my wife's away, and I was pondering how it always comes down to dishes. It is so about dishes. If you're single, if you've got roommates, if you're married, if you've got kids, somebody's got to do the dishes, Jason.
That is true, yes, yes. Yeah, and I think maybe that is one of those things that they can only be ignored so long,
yeah.
Right? I mean, it's you know, maybe a day, maybe a week, but eventually they've got to get done.
Yes, some of my venting today has to be that, but I'll find elsewhere to take care of it. All right, let's do a little scripture heading into the weekend. Can we do Romans 6, 17 through 19?
Yeah, so it says, thank God once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Because of the weakness of your human nature, I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living so that you will become holy.
All right, so let's see how Jason unpacks this in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. You say, beloved, be thankful that my son's finished work permanently broke your shackles of unrighteousness. He freed your heart and will to follow the standard of love. Do you want to be enslaved to something? Be dependent upon becoming whole by my spirit. I'm aware, dear child, that slavery is a practice of fallen humanity and not a reflection of my created order. But if you want to apply that metaphor, then become a servant to the cause of shalom. Lawlessness breeds lawlessness, but love breeds love. That's so good. Lawlessness breeds lawlessness, but love breeds love. Amen. Allow love to direct your ways. It is how you become whole. Those last two sentences, you get an A. So,
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the A for that. You know, and I think it's exactly, we become what we practice. And I think that's where spiritual disciplines become important. You know, and if we're seeking to live lives of love, I think it is how we practice shalom. It is how we become whole.
Amen. Thank you. See you at breakfast tomorrow.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. All right. WWIB. Colton Dixon talks about that almost perfect date, prompting us to ask the question. Please tell us about your first date.
Yeah, we met out on the West Coast. I was out there rehearsing for the American Idol tour that happens after the TV show. And her and her folks were out there looking for a new house. She grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they were looking for a change of scenery. And so we met actually at a show non-related to either of us. My wife helped out at on a worship team at a church out on the West Coast. And when we met, I thought she was just absolutely stunning. My wife is drop dead gorgeous. Just, I married way up, fellas. We started talking and kind of asked her, you know, what she did, what she wanted to do. And she said she wanted to, do something with worship music, something in ministry, and she wanted to travel. And I thought, wow, that's what I do. It's kind of amazing, you know, checking off all the boxes.
There. Yeah.
It's like God handed her over on a silver platter. And so we exchanged information and felt so strong that I wasn't supposed to date during that touring season. It just wouldn't have been fair to either one of us. It required so much of my attention during that season. But the night we got done with the tour, I had a layover in Los Angeles. And we went out. It was so late. Like, we went out at like 10 at night, but we had milkshakes at Mel's Diner, classic diner in LA, and then walked the beach and talked for hours.
Mm.
And it was just a perfect evening. And I just knew that this was a really special girl. And we made it official maybe a couple weeks, a month later, and dated for 3 to 4 years, and then finally got married, long distance the whole time. But yeah, we've been married. It'll be 7 years in January. It's crazy.
That is crazy. Doesn't that sound like a perfect date? So anyhow, that's prompting the question on a first date Friday. Tell us about your first date. Good or bad, up or down? How did the relationship survive that? All right, birthdays. We've got them. 621 WWIB. Question of the morning is, call it a first date Friday. It's not the first Friday of the month. But anyhow, I talked to Colton Dixon yesterday. He told me about a first date that sounded just about perfect. And I suggested that to him at the end. And he's like, well, if we would have just seen the sun. I think he said sunrise. Anyhow, it was a late night date, the end of a tour. It sounded fantastic. So anyhow, 396-1670. Tell us about your first date in the talk and text capacity. Birthdays, we checked the listener line, none showing up there. So on Facebook, Equanimous St. Brown. I friended him when he was a Packer. Now he's a Bear. I don't feel the same about him, truthfully. Our friendship was conditional. But anyhow, he's catching Bears passes for the Bears. He's 26 today and seems like a good guy. His brother, probably a more talented receiver playing for Detroit. Anyhow, Eloin Snow, happy birthday to her, young lady. Karen Sachs, Paul Larson, heading up the Lutheran Brethren denomination, former pastor at Bethesda. Happy birthday. Other birthdays, Angie Dickinson, the policewoman, turning 91 today. Johnny Mathis is 87. Pause the banjo music because somewhere I'm sure that Johnny is singing this song.
Feelings.
He knows it's the first date Friday.
Nothing more than feeling.
How did you feel for that first date?
How does
it feel for him?
To find- forget my feelings of love.
Yeah, and he's 87. Trying to forget those feelings, I'm sure. More of Johnny throughout this hour on WWIV as we try to start the fire and get people calling and talking and texting and sharing their first date stories. I tried to explain mine to Jason in best 5 minutes of the day. It was complicated. My wife and I survived the first. It's complicated, but we've made it almost 24 years. Yeah, thank God. And 5 kids later. Barry Williams, Greg and the Brady Bunch. Talk about a feel old birthday. He's 68 today, people. Greg is 68. I better take that sitting down. Fran Drescher from The Nanny is 65. I've got a drop from her. Crystal Bernard from Wings, 61. Eric Stoltz, Pulp Fiction and the director on TV's Glee is 61. Monica Bellucci from Memory, The Passion of the Christ and The Matrix Reloaded, 58. Amy Landecker is 53. Tony, sometimes it gives the shows, and I don't know the shows, and if they're like, am I going to get in trouble if I say that? Tony Hale from Veep and Arrested Development is 52. Jenna Elfman is 51 from Dharma and Greg. Marion Cotillard from The Dark Knight Rises and Inception, 47. Lacey Chabert, I remember her from Party of Five. She's 40. Oh, boy. I am just feeling so old today. Formula One driver Max Verstappen, which is a lot of fun to say, from Red Bull Racing, 25. Levi Miller from A Wrinkle in Time and Pan is 20. Promise of the day from Romans 4, 20 and 21. Paraphrased this way, I have the ability to do all that I have promised. That is encouraging. One more time. I have the ability to do all that I have promised. Go check the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com. That is very encouraging. Hey, it's a first date Friday. Colton Dixon had like the perfect first date with his wife of almost 7 years. What was your first date like? Let us know. 396-1670. Tell you what, I'll broaden it out. It can be any kind of first date story. Maybe it's somebody you married. Maybe it's somebody you didn't. But tell me a first date story, if you would. 396-1670 at WWIB.
Good morning. Our first date was a blind date set up by my then bus driver when I was in high school. I always say it was inspired by God because she had never had that route before. She had driven for years, and she had never had that route before my junior year in high school. And then after my senior year in high school, she never had that route again. So I think God put her in the place to do that. And my brother had to walk me over to her house because it was January, so it was dark early, and they didn't want me out walking alone over to her house. And so I bribed him with some pizza I had left from a meeting I had had at Pizza Del Rey. And so I bribed him and said he could have the pizza. Best deal I ever made. That was back in 1984.
Morning, Mark. Ken from Chippewa here. So the first date that my wife and I had, it was kind of an adventurous one. We had had interest in each other for a little while, but weren't able to pursue anything due to being on the traveling around for missions. So then we were able to get permission from my parents and from her parents to pursue a relationship. So our first date, we went out into a back 40 that my parents owned, and I opened up the trunk, and there were many weapons that we thought that would be fun to shoot. So that's exactly what we did. We shot some shotguns, some rifles, and some pistols, and she nailed the bullseye, and I think I nailed the bullseye as well, claiming her as my wife. Thank you.
Fantastic story. Thank you.
Well, I was out with this young man, and we were sitting in McDonald's having coffee, and he began to fidget with a little creamer container that then sat on the table. And before you know it, it had given it a little squeeze, and it sprayed all over my face and my clothes. And I just graciously got up, went to the bathroom, cleaned up, and came back out and sat down like nothing had happened. And we did eventually get married.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Friday. Yes, it's the last day of September, but October's right around the corner, which we get excited about because October Connect Month, right?
Absolutely. Looking for 499 of you in October, and you can start tomorrow to connect with us. It's kind of a asking for feedback. How's the station part of your life? How long have you listened? What are things that you enjoy? Man, we'd love to hear from you.
Our morning show, 3.5 hours, weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, we really emphasize interactive, certainly, but during the month of October especially, so we love to hear from you. But what else is going on in October? October, starting tomorrow, is Adopt a Shelter Animal Month.
There you go. It's also Billiard Awareness Month. I guess the difference between billiards and pool, is there a difference? I guess I'll need to become aware of it starting tomorrow.
Class reunion month. I just had my 40th high school reunion here in September.
Special events in October here in the WIB Wake Up Show. October is Eat Better, Eat Together month, kind of like a family meals month, right?
Good idea. It is also, Caleb, Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham month in October.
Now, later on, I'm seeing that it's Eat Country Ham month. So are those the same thing, or is it Go Hog Wild, like you really doubled down on eating that country ham?
Couldn't those commemorators have got together and made it into one?
I don't know, but I mean, sure, some nice country ham with some fried eggs, toast, it is also Celebrate Sun-Dried Tomatoes month in October.
And it's a month to go nuts over Texas peanuts.
That's very specific.
I guess.
Really likes having their stuff.
They do.
It's National Book Month. Yes, I'm all about that.
Celebrate big time. National Chili Month. My daughter Grace made some last night.
That sounds delicious. It is National Cookie Month in October. What?
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic.
But right after that, it is National Dental Hygiene Month.
I'm going to eat a cookie and then I'm going to brush my teeth.
We appreciate all of our dental sponsors here on WWIB Radio. They're great.
It is National Pajama Month.
In October. National Popcorn Poppin' Month.
Okay, National Roller Skating Month as well.
We're going to say it is a month to celebrate seafood.
National Seafood Month as well as Frozen Food Month.
Mm-hmm.
I know our friend Matt from Brew Pub Pizza is usually all over that in October.
Okay. Spinach lovers get their own month in October.
And also Vegetarian Awareness Month in October as well.
A lot of things going on in the 10th month of the year.
We can't wait to celebrate October Connect Month with you as well. Let us know how the station is part of your life starting tomorrow. It's 7:50, it's 46 degrees, and it's time to get you, friends, caught up here on the WIB Wake Up Show, caught up with everything you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture, we aggregate all that information for you. We bring it to you in little bite-sized pieces, condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
The thing I love about this segment, Caleb, is so much of the news is very depressing. We try to find the lighter side of things for people. A Romanian man holds the odd record of being hit by a car 5 times.
5 times? This guy's been in so many accidents, his personal injury lawyer named all his kids after him.
That's saying something.
NASA's mission to slam a spacecraft into an asteroid on Monday was a success.
Now, that's something I'd like to see as the Super Bowl halftime show.
Move over, Rihanna.
Some say the most likely cause of a World War III will be artificial intelligence.
For example, General Alexa ordering the assassination of Prime Minister Siri.
Yikes.
Set off a firestorm. A thief in Denmark drilled a small hole in a jewelry shop window and then used a vacuum cleaner to suck out jewelry.
Yeah, the store owners weren't sure whether they'd press charges. See, the jewelry was covered by insurance and the display case hadn't been so clean in years.
Look on the bright side.
According to a study, when you're forced to physically balance yourself, you make better shopping decisions.
For example, shopping in extremely high heels makes you want to buy a pair of flats.
I imagine.
The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore was hit by a tree branch while reporting on the hurricane in Florida.
Yeah, a number of attorneys have offered to sue the tree on Cantore's behalf.
There you go.
And finally, based on more than 70 criteria, Switzerland is the number one country.
And yet, year after year, they never make it to the Super Bowl.
Just like Detroit.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Another week gone by, Halvo.
That's right, another best of the week. We had a lot of great moments this past week. We've boiled it down to this 3 minutes and 53 seconds. My wife, she thinks it's strange that I stare at the window during a heavy rainstorm. I'll tell you what, it'd be a lot less weird if she just let me in. All right, so when it comes to people who like to shop in my family, I'm not at the top of the list.
Sure.
And I did not set out when I went to Savers yesterday. I was actually making a call for my other job, and I see a Packers leather jacket.
Whoa.
Have you ever had that moment in shopping? And again, not a big shopper at all. But as you just see it and you feel like the personal infinite God said, here, this is for you. And then he drops this. He says, hey, maybe we could get you the senior discount. I said, you know, Caleb, I don't know if I've ever tapped into that at 50. And I said, well, I'm 58. He said, you qualify.
Right on.
And this is a huge plug for Savers because it chopped the price from $31 with tax down to 22 something.
Wow.
Can you believe it? I felt like I was stealing it.
I'm not quick enough at math to figure out what percentage that is, but that's significant.
I've never been so glad to be old.
That's fantastic.
Well, on a Make Us Laugh Monday, how'd you like to have a teacher, Caleb, who gave you extra credit for jokes?
Really?
We found such a teacher sharing some of these jokes on TikTok. Here we go.
Did you hear about the two people that stole the calendar? They each got 6 months. Why would someone give a little pony some water? Because he's a little horse. Why is the math book so unhappy? It's got a lot of problems.
Went back to the car, and then my WIB sticker patrol kicked in because I saw a WIB sticker in somebody's back window. So I was excited, and I knew Caleb would be happy, and so I got the certificate, put it under the windshield wiper, and took the picture of the license plate to, you know, and the sticker, and got back in my car, forgetting that I'd put my business folder for OneSource on my trunk. And I was just so excited about what I'd done. I backed up. I got onto Melby until I heard a thud in the road and papers went flying.
Hi, Mark and Caleb. Good morning. This is Michelle in Chippewa Falls. And yes, Mark, I did have that happen yesterday also.
Hi, my name is Linda, and my husband has been a large animal veterinarian for 35 years. And his truck is his office. And very important to him, but it also means that he's going from call to call. And over the years, he has left many, many items on his truck and driven off. And I can think we were saying, which story do we tell you? He's left the tools. He's left papers. He's a box of his, or a medical box with his instruments. We have looked in many ditches for items that he has lost and left on his vehicle in the past. So I think he could get an award for the most times he has left things on the vehicle. So, Mark, you are not alone.
There we go.
Bye.
These are great.
I'm not trying to make waves with this opinion. I'm really not. But I just honestly, deep down, believe the Dove chocolate tastes way better than their soap.
These are good. Man.
Well, technology continues to march forward. We're clearly in the robot age. And, Caleb, Oregon State University has now created the fastest bipedal robot in the world, and its name is Cassie. Yesterday, engineering students unleashed their star robo-athlete onto the school's track, where it ran a 100-meter dash in just under 25 seconds. But this is a robot.
This is a robot. Now, I think the human record, the human world record is 9.7-something or whatever.
Right.
But, again, this is a robot. That's pretty fast.
How about when your friend says, hey, will you run in the 5K fundraiser? You go, you know what? I'm going to have
my robot
do it.
Send my robot. You never know what'll be on the WIB Wake Up Show.
It's fun to relive some of those moments.
Alvo's best of the week. Thanks, Alvo.